Greetings, Frequency Rebels, and welcome to another transmission of Static Between Worlds. If you're feeling a little out of sync today, maybe like your coffee just simultaneously boiled and froze, well, you're not alone. Here in Prime Material, our reality's central hub, the dimensional weather has been particularly, glitchy. Like someone's forgotten to update their reality drivers or something.
Yeah, definitely glitchy. Our usual signal, you know, normally it's a pretty crisp path through little quantum ether. It's been fighting through more temporal eddies than like a corporate core auditor chasing a tax loophole through a wormhole. Seriously.
I love it.
But look, despite the interference, we've locked onto a really juicy piece of classified intel for you today, direct from the field. It's a prime example, really, of the kind of chaos we try to, you know, dissect here on Static Between Worlds.
That's exactly it. Our mission for this transmission, folks, is to pull back the curtain on this truly bizarre and frankly chaotic incident, one that nearly unraveled an entire dimension. We're talking about a situation in Cogsworth Cogitarium involving, well, what you can only really describe as a runaway clockwork menagerie. Imagine time itself starting to fray at the edges, all thanks to some mechanical critters gone rogue.
And surprise, surprise, whenever the very fabric of reality starts to fray like that, you always find the fingerprints of, you guessed it, corporate core. So our goal, like always, is to break down this chaos, give you the unvarnished truth, the classified intel straight from the agents who dealt with it, Pixel Paradox, A1, and a very unlikely hero, Clive.
Yeah, Clive. We'll get to him.
Consider this your essential shortcut, right? Get truly informed without having to wade through all that corporate spin.
Okay, let's really unpack this. Cogsworth Cogitarium. For those who haven't had the pleasure, normally it's this dimension that's just like a pristine symphony of rhythmic gears, gleaming brass, gentle hiss of steam.
It's beautiful, usually.
It really is. It's the kind of place where you can literally set your chronometer by the exact moment a steam-powered pigeon delivers your morning coffee.
Yeah.
Just pure, unwavering clockwork precision.
Which makes what happened next so unsettling. How fast that precision just vanished. Pixel Paradox arrived there expecting, you know, a typical Cogsworth morning. Maybe a bit charmingly old-fashioned. Instead, streets shimmering, not heat haze. No, this was aggressive temporal anomalies.
Whoa.
Yeah. She described this vendor stall, right? Polished brass apples, all neat rows. They were de-aging right in front of her, like shriveling into green nubs, then bang, blooming into blossoms, then snapping back to shining fruit over and over. Tick-tock.
Oh, man, that's nauseating.
Totally dizzying. A real assault on the senses.
And Pixel mentioned her caramel chai, right?
Well,
perfectly steamed, aromatic, 1 second.
Yep. Instantly boiling hot, then iced, then steamed again, just looping endlessly.
And the people caught in it.
Awful. Some trapped in these super slow motion loops, their voices just these drawn out groans, others zipping around like high speed data streams, just blurs of color.
Like a broken flip book, you said.
Exactly like that. Reality constantly resetting, distorting, and that's the mess Pixel, A1, and wouldn't you know it, Clive stumbled into, all because Pixel wanted her usual coronal chai.
Talk about bad timing. Or weird timing.
Yeah. And what happened next just confirmed their worst suspicions. This wasn't some random cosmic event. The source of all this temporal chaos, a renowned inventor's latest creations, Professor Kronos' experimental menagerie of clockwork animals, they'd, let's just say, escaped.
Escaped.
Yep, and these things, built with overwound temporal springs, they were the engines of the chaos, speeding things up, slowing them down, de-aging stuff, totally indiscriminately. Ambitious design, I guess.
Ambitious is one word for it. But Clive, okay, our sentient stapler who's seen, well, everything corporate.
He's seen a lot of memos.
He immediately called them malicious mites and instantly suspected corporate core, which, let's be honest, is usually the right call when reality goes sideways.
He knows the signs.
He really does. From the great paperclip shortage of 42, you remember, boosting binder clip sales to the interdimensional Ardit Wars, optimization gone mad. When Clive points a staple, you listen.
And as usual, Clive's intel, spot on. A1 with its super fast diagnostics and, you know, access to everything.
Everything.
It quickly confirmed these weren't just random bots gone haywire. They were, let me get this right, a specialized form of self-replicating nanobot. Corporate core designation, temporal streamlining unit, Mark III.
Mark III, okay.
And here's the kicker. A unit that was deemed too unpredictable for mass distribution by corporate core itself.
Get out of here. Even they thought it was too much.
Even them. The company known for pushing every boundary imaginable.
See? Classic corporate core. That's their MO, isn't it? Always trying to streamline, optimize, squeeze out every last bit of efficiency.
And breaking reality in the process.
Exactly. They break reality. This wasn't some accident. It was active sabotage disguised as efficiency. Botched product launch they just dumped somewhere else.
Leaving others to clean up the mess.
Always. Hit those quarterly metrics, never mind the temporal integrity of a whole dimension. It's just outrageous. Okay, but now it gets really weird. And honestly, kind of amazing.
Go on.
Right in the middle of all this time-bending chaos, Pixel turns a corner and there's Clive.
Okay. Yeah.
And our unassuming philosophical stapler, he's firmly attached to the back of a clockwork badger.
The clockwork badger.
Not some sleek thing either, but like a chunky, robust brass contraption, all gears and steam. And the truly bizarre part, the badger seemed completely, utterly mesmerized by Clive.
Okay, that is weird. But you know, it's fascinating too. It's this like unexpected symbiotic thing that happened. This badger, designed to mess with time, finds Clive's rhythmic stapling, you know, clink-clack, clink-clack, incredibly soothing.
Soothing, a stapler.
Believe it or not, it would apparently pause its crazy temporal warping just to, like, nudge against Clive, seeking comfort from the mundane, maybe.
Wow.
It really shows how, even in systems designed for total control, these unpredictable, adaptive solutions can pop up from the weirdest places. Mm-hmm.
A stapler giving temporal therapy to a robot badger. You couldn't write this stuff.
You really couldn't.
And A1, of course, A1 confirmed it clinically. Said Clive's stapling created a, quote, localized stabilization field around the badger.
Mitigating its temporal fluctuations.
Exactly. A1 called it a most unexpected yet highly advantageous development. Basically is a little harmonic anchor, a tiny pocket of stability in all that temporal madness.
Right. And it gets better. It wasn't just good for the badger's nerves, Clive's staples. Passing through that little time warp field, they started leaving these faint, shimmering trails of light behind them.
No way!
Yeah. A1 immediately tagged it chronoluminescence. So this ordinary office tool, just by doing its thing, became the perfect tracking beacon for Pixel.
A breadcrumb trail of time-shifted staples.
Exactly. Guiding her through the warp timeline where you couldn't see straight otherwise. Low-tech brilliance in a high-tech mess.
So, okay. Pixel has this absurdly perfect map of shimmering staple trails. Her new mission, herd the temporal critters.
Which sounds easier than it was. That place was still a total mess. Every step was a gamble.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. The challenges were intense, required incredible focus. She had to pull off these precise temporal dodges, like de-aging fox zipped past, almost turned her boot back into raw leather.
Oof. Inconvenient.
Massively. She had to use her phase shifter, you know, that thing for quick temporal jumps.
Right.
Had to use that to get past a super speeding clockwork squirrel, leaving time streaks everywhere.
Like dodging light beams.
Pretty much. And then there was this grumpy clockwork owl creating a heavy deceleration field. She needed her personal temporal accelerator just to move normally near it. Every move was a calculation against shifting reality. Imagine trying to predict where something will be when its speed keeps changing randomly. Intense.
Sounds impossible.
Yeah.
But she had A1, right?
Exactly. A1's calculations, the holographic guides right in her vision, that was key. A1 wasn't just giving directions, it was running real-time probabilistic trajectories, feeding her what-ifs constantly.
Wow. So Pixel could react.
Precisely. She used her chronal calibrator, the tool for realigning temporal frequencies, sending out these perfectly timed energy pulses, gently unwound each creature's temporal spring. Basically, put them to sleep. Temporally speaking.
Ah, that satisfying soft clunk you mentioned. Mm. Like the owl finally chilling out.
Or the badger giving that gentle purr of contented gears, finally stable. One by one, she calmed the chaos. Not brute force, just precision. Temporal surgery.
Amazing work.
The immediate success was clear. Last creature neutralized. The grand chronometer, Cogsworth's huge central clock, it stopped lurching violently. Slowly, you could feel the city start to resync, the rhythm coming back. Though, you know, some minor glitches, some temporal echoes, they might linger for a while. Little reminders.
Right, so the immediate crisis averted. But what's the takeaway for us, frequency rebels? Professor Kronos, the inventor, he promised temporal governors on future creations.
A promise.
Yeah, a noble promise, maybe. But I'm skeptical, frankly. Because corporate cores and city's efficiency protocols, they always find a way back, like a bad memo you can't delete.
They'll just rebrand it.
Exactly. Call it harmonic optimization units or temporal flow facilitators, whatever sounds good. But the goal's the same. Manipulate, control, extract value. Reality be damned.
So, yeah, to sum it up, the fabric of time in Cogsworth, nearly shredded by corporate cores, temporal streamlining units, tech, too dangerous even for them. But thanks to Pixel's quick thinking, A1's amazing diagnostics, and the completely unexpected stability provided by one philosophically inclined stapler.
I love Clive.
Reality got stitched back together. For now, anyway.
And this isn't just some one-off weird story, Frequency Rebels. This is a pattern. We see it across dimensions. Corporate core, or outfits like them, they create the problem with their relentless drive to optimize everything. Then they try to sell you a faulty solution, or worse, just walk away. Leave someone else holding the bag.
Expect the universe to absorb the cost.
They're not just trying to optimize your data. You know, they're trying to optimize away your existence, or at least your freedom within it.
And this whole Cogsworth thing, it really makes you wonder, doesn't it? What other efficiency enhancements are these big players quietly rolling out in your dimension right now? Stuff that could be subtly, maybe not so subtly, messing with your daily life, your routines, your stability.
It's not just about time glitches.
No, it's a bigger picture. This efficiency often just masks a total disregard for integrity, temporal, environmental, social, you name it. Unleashing forces they don't understand, then shrugging off the consequences.
So stay sharp out there, keep your phase shifters calibrated, and remember, the biggest threats. They aren't always the obvious monsters. Sometimes they're in the executive suite, signing off on the next big efficiency initiative. That's all the classified intel we have for you on this transmission of Static Between Worlds.
Stay static, stay free.